New Mexico has two ways of distributing money for capital outlay projects, and both were on display last week. School building projects are governed by the State Public School Capital Outlays Council, which has a rigorous evaluation system to impartially rank projects and take care of schools that have the greatest needs first. School districts seeking capital outlay projects submit a request for funding, which is then scored on a point system based on critical needs. Last week, the Capital Outlay Council tapped the brakes on plans by the Las Cruces School Board to demolish Columbia Elementary School and build a new school on that site. Before kicking in its share for that $30 million project, the council has requested a 9-month study. I'm not sure what that will mean for the district's plans, and I do sympathize with parents who don't like the idea of their first graders going to school each day on a high school campus. But I don't disagree with the decision to take a closer look at that situation. And I've always appreciated the approach taken by the Capital Outlay Council to remove political influence and target state dollars to where they're most needed. The exact opposite approach is taken with all other capital outlay money. Larry Horan, who lobbies for the City of Las Cruces at the legislature, explained the system to City Council members during a work session last week. The pool of money for capital outlay projects changes from year to year and is not guaranteed. In lean years, not only will they have no new projects, but they'll claw money back from projects that had been approved but not started. Once the pool of money is set, it's divided in thirds, with the governor, Senate, and House each getting their share. The money in the Senate and the House is then split equally, with each member getting the same amount. They don't have to coordinate with other local members to address big issues. They don't even have to coordinate with the local governments that they're bringing the pork home to. Last year, the city received funding for projects that it didn't request. And all of their funding requests can be kept secret from the public. It is in no way designed to objectively evaluate and address the most pressing needs in a state that has lots of them. Rather, it's a system that is by the lawmakers and for the lawmakers. It ensures that even the laziest, least effective members have a list of projects that they can take credit for when the session is over. Past governors Bill Richardson and Susana Martinez both attempted to bring some standards to the process, with limited success. During last week's work session, the City Council was presented with a wish list of projects totaling more than $55 million. They'll pare that down to about $25 to $35 million, then expect to get about half of that, with no way of knowing which projects will be funded or for how much. The same process will take place at the County Commission and School District. In the past, there's been some attempt to coordinate on big issues like the Aquatic Center. But that's the exception, not the rule. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.